Boone Pickens is the founder of BP Capital. He joins us on set this morning. And Boone, it is great to see you here.
Thank you. Thanks, Peggy.
So I'm trying to go back through and figure out, has it been 4 years now that you've been talking about the Pickens plan and the move to try and get us?
I launched July the 8th last month. July the 8th, 4 years
four
ago
years
last
ago.
Month.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm 4 years, starting on five.
And, I mean, I hear it gets a lot of play at times, and then I don't know why there's never any policy action that kind of moves around.
I'm not a very good salesman.
No, it's a tough problem. It's a tough problem, and it's one that presidents, going back for at least four or five presidents, have been trying to tackle.
But I think what you see, the leadership doesn't understand. Because when you look around the United States, the states that are doing well are those that are in the oil and gas. They have oil and gas reserves. And, you know, North Dakota, Texas, Oklahoma, go through the list, Pennsylvania, they're all doing very well. And I don't know. I think politicians are afraid of talking about energy. They just don't want to do it. But then you look around the world and the countries that are on their own resources are doing very well. We can do the same thing in the United States. And so you can build right now on the cheapest energy in the world in the United States. You can build now your economy back on cheap energy.
Boone, give us one thing. I mean, the whole plan, you've been out there, but give us one thing we could do tomorrow, or that if Congress would just and the president would just come together, that would make this country better when it comes to energy. Give us the one thing.
See, I've almost given up on Congress doing anything. I gave a very simple plan, is get the heavy-duty trucks on
natural gas.
Well, that's 3 million barrels a day if you took the 8 million trucks. Then you have people say, oh, no, we don't want it.
So put 3 million in context, Boone. What is that? What is that relative to what Iran is putting out right
Four
now?
4.5 million is what we import daily from OPEC.
So three-quarters of our imports.
Yeah. Our imports are about 9 million.
Oh, 9 million.
Let's assume it's a $300 billion deficit in the energy sector, which contributes to the balance of payments, and we transfer our wealth to the Chinese, and that is not a good option down the road. And so as a result, energy independence, and you not only create the jobs in the Bakken area and elsewhere that Boone highlighted, but the infrastructure, and it's a game changer for American manufacturers.
So mandate that American heavy truck, is that what the Pickens plan is?
Up and run. So you can't handle mandates.
Okay.
But then I said give them a tax credit of $24,000 on the difference between a natural gas truck and a diesel truck, and then pay for it with the user pay, just like a toll road. You use it, you pay for it, and then there's no cost to taxpayers. Well, no, that's not, you're subsidizing now. I said, okay, well, forget it. It's going to happen anyway. It is happening right now. The trucks are moving on because you're saving $2 a gallon on the fuel.
Given where the tax structure is on diesel versus natural gas, you are saving that. As long as you leave that economic safety net there, the payback is fairly obvious. Just develop and accelerate the infrastructure. You've got to start shifting from transportation use of oil to another alternative. And you can't do solar on it. And you can't do wind.
No, they won't work.
They won't work. And so you've got natural gas as a logical alternative.
Aren't you going to get another great opportunity to, quote unquote, sell your plan as oil heads towards $100? Gasoline prices continue to go up almost day to day?
Yeah, I was on here, I think, July 12th. It was the last time I've been here. And at that time, I said, you're going to see Brent North Sea at 115. We're there. And I said, by the end of the year, I said, you'll see WTI $100 and you'll see natural gas $4. So I still have some time to go till the end of the year. Yes. As the price goes up, you're going to have opportunity to do it.
I mean, that says a lot about our political system, right? They'll listen to ideas when the price of oil is at 100 and people are paying more than $4 at the pump. When it's not a threat to the economy and whatever else, all of a sudden it's no big deal.
Yeah, but the other pot you could do is say that if oil drops from 100 to 80, you can put an ad valorem tax to keep oil at that price so that you have a structural and embedded
incentive
way to accelerate what Boone is talking about. And you can raise revenues.
Boone, you have been critical of the Obama administration for not having an energy plan. Has there been any progress since you began that criticism? Are we any closer to having a plan?
Have you seen a plan?
I'm still waiting for one. I'm just they've made a little progress, I think, in terms of drilling incentives and things like that.
I can take you back to 1970 and Richard Nixon.
Yeah,
he didn't have a plan.
They don't have one for 40 years.
Hell no. You never come up with a plan. They get up and say, elect me and we'll be energy independent. And then they do nothing.
Well, they shifted corn to ethanol.
Gosh, well, now, look what you've got.
Well, you've got to make a choice of food and fuel, and obviously there are some negative consequences
to
that.
I'm not kidding. I told President Bush, I said, you're going to go out as ethanol president is what's going to happen. And
when we look at natural gas prices, though, you don't think you're going to see a huge spike in prices anytime soon.
Pardon
me? Natural gas prices, you don't expect to see a huge spike. I mean, the prices have been unbelievably low.
Yeah, but you make a lot of money at $4 an MCF. That's what you're talking about. His number was $4 for the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, I say you'll be. You can make money at four. You're going to be better than at two or three. But it's you aren't going to have a lot of wells drilled.
No, I agree with that. You've got to get a little higher number.
And your own portfolio, the BP Capital portfolio, you've moved more of your bets towards oil companies, or companies that have more in oil than in natural gas, because you think that's where the real price spikes are going to be.
Exactly. But, listen, there's going to be a fabulous opportunity for natural gas. We just aren't there yet.
Are you saying $4 nat gas by the end of the year? Is
yes,
that what you think?
I think
we're going to go up a whole dollar in the
well,
next
you look
four
at the future,
or five
look at the futures. Happen. Look at the futures market. I forget where the market is 2 or 3 years out in terms of December MCF contracts.
Yeah, there have been other people like Wilbur Ross who have followed suit and said that they think it's going to happen eventually, too. If you had to put your finger on it, how far down the road do you think before we actually see much higher prices for natural
much
gas?
Much higher? Are you saying 5 or 6?
Yeah, 5, 6, eight, even.
I have contracts in 15. I think I'll see $6 in 15. I have forward contracts.
It just takes that long for us to use more of the natural gas reserves that we found?
Well, see, if we had the right leadership and understood energy, well, they would talk about demand. We have created supply in this country. The oil and gas industry's done a fabulous job. They truly have. Okay, now we have too much. Now we're talking about exporting natural gas. Give me a break. Yeah. And now we're going to export clean, cheap, domestic.
And import expensive, dirty.
Yeah.
Right. So what's number two on the Pickens plan? We already got the heavy trucks going to natural gas. What's the second thing we could do?
Let it go with that, and I think you create more people against you when you start talking about we want to go to light duty or something else. Just forget it. Let the market dictate the whole thing. Just give it the boost.
But do you buy what Mario's saying is that you've got to have a floor to the price of gas?
You don't need that. But that's an element that could support the infrastructure development. But don't
because
go
there's
out,
some certainty
but
in
don't
planning.
Go out and tax the Class A truck at the same way you're doing with diesels. You can have a tax on it, but let the incentive flow to create the infrastructure that allows the Class A trucks to re-equip over time with a diesel engine.
With the diesel engine.
No, with the natural gas engine.
Exactly.
And a cleaner diesel.
Yeah, the way I envision, if I got a trucker out there with 100 trucks, he's going to roll that thing 5 years. He's going to take out 20% every year. Mm-hmm. He'll replace them with natural gas. The infrastructure will keep up. Don't worry about that. The government, somebody told me, said, well, the government's got to build the infrastructure. I said, oh, my God. I said, don't even consider the government building anything.
But it is a chicken or egg, right? Why would I, as a trucker, buy the natural gas engines if I'm not sure where I could fill them up?
You'll know.
You will.
Yeah, they're building them in. The Pilot Flying J is, they're putting them in there with clean energy fuels. And I know you're trying to cut me off.
I'm not trying to cut you off.
But answer your question, though. I don't know any trucker, and I know a lot of truckers, are going to buy a truck and not know where they're going to fuel it. Those guys can take care of themselves. They're smart guys. They want that $2 gallon cheaper, and they'll figure out a way. That's right.
Okay.
Boone, I want to get to two more topics. One is, what do you think about the situation with Iran? Will there be a bombing of the nuclear capabilities of Iran? Will something happen?
Now, you don't think I'm an expert on that subject, so I'll just give you a guy on the street's opinion.
Okay, on the street with a lot of experience in the oil industry.
That what?
Well, with a lot of experience in the oils industry,
well,
what would your...
If they bomb Iran, you're going to have a spike up in the oil price. There's no question about that, just because they bombed Iran, not because you're going to have a shortage of oil immediately. But I think the Israelis are going to have to do something about the Iranian situation. Then to me is, well, where does this occur? Does it occur before the election or after the election? And so
the word is that it could come before.
You know what? Obama does not want that to happen.
You don't think so?
I don't think he wants to have price of oil at $130 a gallon for or a barrel that quickly.
Well, I was in a meeting the other day, and they said, well, but we never change leadership at a time of,
crisis. That's the other side is tapping the SPR reserve, so the petroleum
reserve.
Well,
the SPR reserves is that's totally a political move.
Would it have any impact at all?
On oil prices?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, because psychologically you're going to start, the speculator's going to say, wow, they can dump it and I can get a hit on a mark-to-market basis fairly quickly.
Only on a short-term basis,
course,
though. There's not enough in it.
So. Yeah, but don't confuse it with the bombing of Iran.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but SPR is to be used, at critical times for this country, not for political reasons. And
so, how much of a difference do you think it would make in the price of oil if they tap the SPR? Even on a short-term basis.
Everything else constant, it depends on how much speculative buying there is in anticipation of a spike because of the Israeli-Iranian situation.
Are we talking $5? $10? Bucks?
I'm not good.
But well, maybe there's another question here, which is what is the right price of oil absent the Iranian tension that's in there?
Now, wait a minute. What is the right price for oil?
Absent the
tension that's created by Iran.
Well, the only place I see that is in the Brent North Sea, okay. Not in WTI. Mm-hmm. But Brent North Sea moves up, WTI follows. But WTI, again, we have the cheapest oil in the world here. Mm-hmm. It's 15% cheaper than Brent North Sea. Incredible. And the natural gas is 75% cheaper than China, Mideast, Japan, or wherever else. And gasoline is cheaper than any place else. And if I was one of these politicians, I'd be saying, we'll build on cheap energy in America. They won't say it. I don't get why they don't come out and tell the American people we have the cheapest energy in the world.
Hey, Ben, before we let you go, you're a member of Augusta, aren't you?
Yes.
What do you think
since 1983.
Since 1983. What do you think about the move this past week to allow women into the club?
I think it's fine with me. And I was quoted, I think, Wall Street Journal this morning that I said, congratulations. We, glad to have you in. I said, I hope you can accomplish what I did on number 11. Which was I eagled it.
The old story, play quickly, play well, and have fun.
But I did eagle 11 when I was 78 years old.
Wow.
Is that right?
Yes,
wow, that's
I did.
Fantastic.
Did you ever shoot your
You know what Arnold Palmer told me? He said, you had two really good shots. And I said, no, I didn't. He said, what'd you have? I said, I had a good drive, and then I had the second one was perfect shot. Wasn't good.
Can I just have follow up quickly on that real quick? Virginia Rometty, IBM, was she extended an invitation and declined? I was sort of surprised that one of the first female members wouldn't be her.
Let me tell you the structure of Augusta National. I'm a member. I am not on any committee to decide whether who gets an invitation or not. So I can't even answer the question.
But you can recommend that the golf carts at Augusta run on natural gas, right? You could do that.
I could recommend it. I don't know how far it gets.
Hey, Boone, we want to thank you very much
for coming
in.
Nothing wrong with Dollar and Condoleezza.
Yeah, and coming into the studio, it's always a pleasure to see you.